1360.
Establish annual sale price cap for the Home Buyer Opportunity Limited Tax Exemption Program.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. The Home Buyer Opportunity Limited Tax Exemption Program, or HOLTE as it's known, provides a 10-year tax exemption to low to moderate income home buyers, making homeownership more affordable for families in Portland. I think, as we all know, homeownership provides families with long-term stability, it ensures that children don't have to change schools as much, and it fosters generational wealth building. This program, along with our system development charge waivers, are key tools in our toolbox for partnering with both the private and the nonprofit sector to create homeownership opportunities for low and middle-income families. Each year, this body is required to set, by state law, to establish the sales cap under this program, and this morning, the Portland Housing Bureau is requesting that we set the sales price cap at $310,000, which is equivalent to 100% of the area median price for Multnomah's price sale, median sale price for Multnomah County. And we have Dory Van Bockel here to answer any questions that council members may have.
Okay. Not sure that we have any, but we'll bring you up, or have you available just in case. It looks like Commissioner Novick has a question, please.
I've got all sorts of questions. Thank you. One question is there an annual limit to the number of eligible homeowners that can participate in this program?
Yes, this particular program has a limit on the number of homes that enter into the program. So as far as builder applications that we accept each year of 100, and then that are then sold to home buyers.
So how did we arrive at that limit of 100?
That was part of the larger policy review of the tax exemption programs between the city and the county and schools that took place in 2012.
And how much, so how many homes of this cost are built in a given year?
So we have fully utilized that cap over the last few years.
So theoretically, if you increase the cap, more people will take advantage of it?
That is very possible.
In some of the materials, this is described as in part an incentive to the development of affordable houses. I was curious about that, because it seems to me that actually the developer doesn't make more money as a result of the property tax break. The developer sells the house for whatever the house is worth up to this limit.
Right. However, with the sale price cap, it is an incentive to developers to build homes that are more affordable, rather than maximizing the cost and profit out of it. And when it's coupled with the system development charge exemption program, which has the same home buyer requirements, that is a more direct benefit to the developer that then works to have that result beneficial for everyone.
Right. I understand how the SDC waiver benefits the developer, but I don't quite understand why it helps the developer to have the property tax waiver, given the developer won't be the one paying the property taxes.
Being that home buyers are already qualifying with the same criteria for the SDC exemption, it is another benefit to help people at that median income level, because there is also an income limit for the programs as well. And so by having that tax advantage as well, it helps someone who's at that low to moderate income level be able to qualify for the homes.
Right, I see that.
So it helps them sell them more quickly than they might normally. I mean, even in this, it is a hot market, of course, but as things ebb and flow, but even now, it is more of an advantage for a home buyer, even in qualifying for a loan, to have the advantage of the tax exemption, too.
Now, I mean, clearly, it makes it much easier for somebody of moderate income to buy a house. And I actually wasn't aware this program existed, and I'm rather excited to hear that it does, because one thing that bothers me about our whole property tax system is that there's no progressivity to it. I mean, you pay the same, you know, the number of cents or dollars per thousand, whether you're talking about $1 million house or a $300,000 house. And this, that wasn't aware that we had sort of a creative way to give a property tax break to people who are buying lower-cost houses. I would be curious to see, I mean, sort of an analysis of looking at all of our property tax and SDC, you know, exemptions together, where this falls, and whether we might want to possibly expand this program to cover more people. Commissioner?
Yeah, we definitely would love to expand it because it is so popular. As Dory said, it was part of an agreement between the city, the county, and the school districts. Was the big look, right? Wasn't that called in 2012? I'm certainly willing to have those conversations with the county. See whether, just as we had a conversation with the county to increase our multiple unit limited tax exemption, we can have this conversation because it is so popular and homeownership is so important. So
yeah, I'm willing to assist in that too. Okay. I think it's reasonable for us to, and we have a housing state of emergency. It applies not only to renters, but also to people that are trying to buy. It's not an easy market in which to do that. We have a couple of places in which we need to have a frank discussion with our other governmental partners, the school districts and the county, about decisions we might make that would affect overall taxation. One is the potential for forming a new urban renewal district to support the Division Powell transit project, and another might be this. But even if we do both of those things, even if we expand the Halte and create that urban renewal area, we will only be clawing back, if you will, part of the windfall that we conferred on the county and the school districts by the urban renewal reforms that we made last year. So both the general funds of both the school districts and the county have been improved already by what we've done in reducing the scope of urban renewal. So it's not like we are, we're not really squeezing our partners. We're just blessing them a little less if we do these things. And I'm being a little playful here, but Multnomah County obviously shares our interest in housing affordability. So I think everybody has a stake in taking another look at this question of is this the right time to expand the availability of the Halte program? I think it certainly is, and we should have that conversation. I'd be happy to help.
Yeah, and that's a good framing of the issue is to start that conversation with the county.
Maybe the Home for Everyone committee can take up this agenda item.
Is this program only available for new construction, or is it available to sellers of already built houses?
This program is actually only by statute available for new construction, yes.
So I think Commissioner Novick's line of questioning, as usual, was a good one, and that is that there are some developers who are choosing not to maximize their profits, apparently. So it would be nice if we could publicize a list of the people, of the developers who participate in this program as, certified good people.
And we do actually, we do list all of the homes for sale on our website also.
But does it list who built them?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, there should be some way of like a good housekeeping seal.
I like that. Certified good people. I think that's a list anybody would want to be on.
I'm sure they would appreciate that as well.
So. As opposed to the dastardly developers who normally talk about.
Oh, we could have one of those too.
Yeah, one of each. I think we knew which group will show up to accept their certificates. Okay. Other questions? Thank you very much. Good discussion. Appreciate this. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it's a resolution. Let's take a vote, please. Roll call.
Novick?
As I said, I'm delighted to find this program exists and appreciate the discussion. Aye.
Prince?
Good work. Aye.
Saltzman?
We appreciate the discussion, and we will explore if we can increase the number of homes that will qualify for this tax exemption, and appreciate the work of Dory Van Bockel and Andrea Mathiasen in all the in bringing this forward. Aye.
Hales?
Nice work. Aye.
Before we
adjourn, some comments?
I just wanted to invite everybody to the Kwanzaa celebration that will be happening in City Hall from 5 to 7 tonight. There will be all kinds of entertainment and such. Kwanzaa is a community celebration, not a religious holiday, so everybody is welcome. And I just learned because of my great assistant, Christina Nieves, that December 30th is the fifth day of Kwanzaa, and each of the days has a principle. Today's principle is Nia, which is purpose, which means to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. And I think that's a very good principle on which to end the last council meeting of the year.
I second that thought. Thank you very much. Happy Kwanzaa, happy New Year, and we're adjourned. Can I walk with you?
Yeah, please.